Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. As we go forth in our encouragement, in this 15 minutes, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith and that process and the things that comes to make you strong and how you are to approach it through the Word of God and the application of the Word. When God chooses a family, an individual, a nation, He gets the glory out of them. This place of favor is a place where we have favor with God and man, as the Word of God tells us. And also this place where we see this process is that Abraham walk, that walk where we see and understand and know that we are progressively moving from glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, favor to favor. And as we're moving, we're seeing things as Abraham did. We're seeing and catching those things in the spirit. We're seeing those things that he saw in the spirit realm, and we pulled that down as he did from eternity into time in our life. Whatever God is telling us, whatever God has assigned to us, whatever he's commissioned for our life, we're seeing that demonstration, that manifestation as we pull on God and see the truth and the authority of God moving in our lives like never before. That place is also that place where we understand that as we walk like Abraham, we're going to be tried in our most holy faith. We're going to be tried to see if we would hold on to what God has said, if we would contend for faith, if we would stand knowing that God is faithful and he's true and that he will perform in our lives what he said, no matter how long it takes. And that faith that we have, according to the word of God, if we have that type of faith to believe like Abraham, then Jesus is not only our Lord and Savior, but the benefits of Abraham are ours as well. So we know that those things are ours because of our faith in God and our faith in receiving Jesus Christ, and those blessings are ours. So that favor life, that process of there is all those things and more, and God gets the glory out of our lives. And this piece of time that we do have left, I want to encourage you and tell you this. Sometimes when God considers us and we have to go through things, we don't see that considering as a place of blessings. We don't see it as a place of favor. We don't see a place where God is thinking highly of us. We don't see that in that light and in that form. And because we don't, we hate the place that God considers us, the place where we have to be tried, the place where we see things sometimes taken away from us or things delayed or denied. We see that place as a place where God is punishing us, but we don't understand that God is bragging on us. He's bragging on us in the face of the enemy, saying, try them, test them. Like he did Job, he said, have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered who he is and what he's doing and how he's standing righteously? The enemy only saw that the fact that Job was blessed by God, Job had God's blessings on his life, and those blessings were rich, and they were expanded into places that you know, the enemy felt like he wasn't justified in having. And he felt like, you know, people just liked Job, and it was just because of God's blessings on him. But he didn't understand Job was a worshiper, and Job was a praiser, and Job lived righteously, and he loved God. He wanted the things that God had for him. And in doing those things that God had for him, he received the blessings that God gave him because of his faithfulness. Our faithfulness unto the Lord brings blessings. Our faithfulness unto God, our trust in him, our obedience unto him, our aligning to his word and his will brings in blessings, brings in more blessings and more than just the benefits of what we get. He blows us down with these things because he knows he can trust us. And so our qualification to blessings is being able to be trustworthy even in trouble, even in the pain, even in the process, even in the things that come to make us strong. Can we be trusted to do it with the mind and the heart of God? Do it applying the word of God, the word of truth, making it alive, more than just the letter, but making that logos alive in us and applying that word every single day to our mind, our heart, our attitudes, our actions, our deed, everything about us, and saying, Lord, transform me. Move in my life here. Make me here. Shape me here. I'm grabbing you. You're the strength in my life, and I need you. And without you, I can't do this. But I know that you've given me the Holy Spirit and your word and your truth, and you are leading me and guiding me, and you are very present help. And because you are that very present help, that strong tower, you are my defense and my deliverer. I know that I can go through this holding on to you, knowing that you will take me through it, and you won't allow any more to come on me than what I'm able to withstand. I'm able to bear. And so whenever you understand that and you know the place of your trying, the place that tries your faith, tries your stand, tries your hope, tries you in the place where you believe God, that place is only a temporary thing and that you don't make a permanent decision, a permanent choice off of a temporary season. That season's going to pass. That season is not going to be the thing that's going to be your end and your demise. If you hold on to God and hold on to what he says, you're going to see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. You're going to see God perform in your life and make in your life something that causes a beautification that looks like him because you're bearing fruit of him. God is getting glory out of your life right where you're at in the place that looks like it's a terrible season. God is getting glory because he's bragged on you. He's allowed that to come in your life, and he's given that place that the enemy thought it was going to be your demise, your downfall, the place where he's going to stretch you and get glory, and he's going to make you and shape you for his presence. And you have to be careful. When you go through these seasons and you go through things like that, some people around you do not understand that it's God bragging on you in the place that is tough and hard. They will try to make it seem as if you've messed up. You're out of the will of God. Surely God wouldn't do this. Surely God wouldn't allow this to happen. Surely this season can't last that long. Surely you should have been out of this by now. Surely all of these things shouldn't have happened in your life, not in your life. They will question you. And this is what Job's friends did. And even sarcastically, they questioned him and they started to brag on God and talk about what God has done and what he will do. Even in the fifth chapter of Job, his friend is telling him about how God would even bless the foolish and how he would show mercy to the foolish and how even foolish people have success at times and seasons. But then he goes down and he starts to talk about God and he starts talking about what God will do in the hands of God and how God will cause things to work. But he also tries to make it look as if Job has, because he says in the 11th verse, he says, he gives prosperity to the poor and protects those who suffer. And he's saying, you're suffering. So why would God, if you're righteous with God, why isn't God protecting you from this suffering? And this is the thing that people try to do when you're going through a season. Why isn't God protecting you? If he's with you and for you, like you say, why isn't he there? And they question you in a way that makes you even try to doubt yourself. But when you know you've been planted and you know that you've walked uprightly before the Lord, you can stand like Job and you will know that God is, you don't understand why this is happening, but you know that God is with you. You don't understand why, as far as the why is as far as why God has allowed this and what is going to come out of it fully, but you do know God is with you and that God is the one who's going to take you through it and he's the one that's going to bless you and he's going to be the one that's going to promote you. You may not understand all the beginning and in between, but you can be assured that the outcome is going to be in your favor because God can't lie and he's more than the whole world against you. This friend begins to even say to Job, even in the last part, he said that but he said that God correct it's the joy to be corrected by God. And he's saying to Job, you've messed up, so you need to just let God correct you and be done with it. You just need to let God do what he's doing and be done with it. But he didn't understand that Job was not being corrected. Job was in a place where God was getting ready to exalt him and getting ready to move mightily in his life. When you understand the season that you're in and you understand that God has already said yes to you and he's already promised you something, then even in the wait, you can joy in the fact that God is making you and he's shaping you, that God is performing something in your life. And then on you, he's going to get the glory out of you because you're going to come through it. God would never let you go through the season if he didn't know you were going to pass the test. He would never allow the season to come on you if you were not going to pass the test. So just like Job, you're going to pass this test. You're going to see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. You're going to get, God is going to get glory out of you, and you are going to expand in the spirit, grow. And you're going to see the greatness of God's power and authority like never before in your life. You just have to understand and know that when God brags on you, that place of trying is not a place of him just throwing you away. It's a place where he's giving to get glory out of your life. And you've got to trust and know that you're coming through as pure gold. You're coming forth as pure gold. You're coming forth looking like what God says, producing what God says. And God is going to take you and show you off in the devil's face, in the devil's face, and say, look, they did it. All that you hit them with, all that I allowed you to hit them with, all that you did, didn't break what was inside of them because they're worshipers. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today on Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to please God. Be blessed. Know that you're more than a conqueror in Jesus' name, and watch him get the glory out of you like never before.
Did I do good?
Yes, you did.